Hello and welcome to this, the ninth segment of our program called The Dawn of Awakening. Now, as you remember, last week we examined the relation between Imam Hussein, the Battle of Karbala, and the Islamic Revolution in Iran. In this week's segment, we are going to examine the role of women in the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution.
The women of Iran played an important role in the country's Islamic Revolution and were instrumental in its success. The Algerian fight for independence from France inspired various thinkers such as Farnaz Fanun, whose writings in the turn influenced Ali Shariati, one of the top thinkers of Iran's grassroots Islamic movement. The result was a book by Shariati, which appeared in bookstores in the 1970s. The book, which was titled Fatima is Fatima, was an instant and overwhelming success.
The second aspect was to encourage the men, encourage their children, encourage their husbands, encourage their brothers to participate in the demonstration and in the revolution. Nobody can deny it that the role of women were much more than the role of men in this revolution. As Imam Khomeini says, that the mothers had a very important role in bringing up their children the way the revolution wanted, the way to go to the war, the way to be prepared for martyrdom, and all of them helped that the role of. On the other hand, it is interesting that despite the fact that in the West considered the liberation of movement mean to consider as without hijab, but in Islamic Revolution, the people with their own hijab, Islamic hijab, participated and showed that they can be in the social events, they can participate in social administration with hijab without having any intervention in other areas.
How did Shariati's book, Fatima is Fatima, describe Hazrat Fatima?
What made the book Fatima is Fatima unique is the fact that the book was an eye-opener. It was the first to portray the Prophet Muhammad's daughter in the manner that both history and tradition indicate she really was. Rather than servile, decorative creature that writers in the past had shown her to be, Shariati drew a picture of a different type of a woman altogether. He introduced Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, as a woman of loyalty, insight, and valor. He portrayed her as a woman of strong will and conviction, who stood by her husband's side in their major battles to achieve social justice. This was an image that many young Iranian women could identify with. Moreover, Fatima was one of their own. She was a woman whose story they were already familiar with, a woman drawn from their own religious culture. And apparently, she had been seeking the same things that they wanted. In other words, her fight was theirs.
As a woman of loyalty, insight, and valor, as a woman of strong will and conviction, who stood by her husband's side in their major battle to achieve social justice. As the book sales mounted, numbers of educated young women began to rediscover their own religion and join the ranks under revolutionaries. Scores began to wear hijab. Many, for the first time, suddenly Iranian women who had previously never become politically active. When Imam Khomeini called for women to attend public demonstrations and ignore the night curfew, millions of women took to the streets.
The role of women in Islamic Revolution were in two aspects. One aspect was very new their direct participation in the demonstrations, in the political processes, and also helping the men in the direction of the success of the revolution.
Actually, the women's participation helped make Iran's Islamic Revolution one of the most peaceful in history. Always in the vanguard of the demonstrations, women actually helped protect the marchers, thus avoiding bloodshed. Most of the Iranian military refused to shoot at these unarmed Muslim women who on many occasions handed them flowers, urging them to put down their weapons, join the marchers, and stand up for justice. Upon the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini was well aware of the fact that the women of Iran had played a major role in helping the revolution succeed. However, that had only been the first step. Events soon demanded an even greater expenditure on their part, altering the status of Iranian women forever.
Those two events were Washington's economic sanctions against Iran and Baghdad's attack on the Islamic Republic. After the victory of Islamic Revolution, Washington leaders adopted two plans: a double pregnant attack by which they hoped to derail the effects of the revolution and overthrow the new republic. One was economic sanctions and the other was a military attack. As regards the latter, they found a more than willing surrogate in the form of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Iraq's attack on Iran resulted in a war that lasted 8 years, claiming countless lives. Moreover, the sanctions and war combined, though failing to accomplish all that Washington had hoped for, nevertheless managed to wreak havoc on Iran's economy. Therefore, Imam Khomeini once again enlisted the help of Iran's women. The Imam announced several jihads or holy wars. They were a jihad against illiteracy, a jihad to rebuild the country, and a jihad against foreign invasion. It was important that the Imam referred to these programs as jihads rather than simply programs, campaigns, or wars. According to the doctrine of jihad, both men and women are religiously responsible for following the order of their religious leader. As a result, millions of Iranian women joined these jihads. At the same time, their massive participation conciliated and affirmed the presence of women in Iran's public arena as active citizens.
The beauty of the Islamic Revolution was that people from all walks of life entered the scene. Women took part in the protest rallies and chanted slogans, and their blood was shed like men. They were wounded and martyred. The men never left the scene as women encouraged them to fight. The same scene repeated when women played their great role in sending their husbands and sons to defend their country against Iraq war. Such tasks spread all over the country during 1979 rallies. In brief, women played three outstanding and effective roles in the Islamic Revolution: realization, victory, and consolidation. I assume that we have never seen such a role by women in any historical era except during the advent of Islam, because no one believed them. It was the great feat of Imam Khomeini who made it possible in the current time. Now the women continue with their beautiful role in their country. The beauty of the Islamic revolution was that people from all walks of life entered the scene.
Why did the women's participation help make Iran's Islamic revolution one of the most peaceful in history?
Another jihad that helped Iranian women was the jihad for reconstruction and self-sufficiency. Millions of women signed up as volunteers to help build the country's economy and win the war. Iran had been attacked, and the Islamic Republic needed the active participation of all its citizens. Therefore, Iran's women put all their effort into making self-sufficiency possible. Now at home, they discovered ways to economize, lessen waste, and provide food for everyone. Numbers raised money and set up local charity funds. Others networked with their friends and neighbors to bring neighborhood resources together to help the community. The harder the pressures of economic sanctions, the more determined Iran's women became to preserve their republic and maintain its autonomy. Some Iranian women even joined female volunteer military units to actively fight the invaders on the battlefront. The Iraq-imposed war, tragedy though it was, nevertheless brought millions of Iranian women into the workforce. By the time the war ended in 1988, Iranian women had become an important and productive part of Iran's government and society.
Because the women were always in the young guard of the demonstrations and actually helped protect the marches, thus avoiding bloodshed. Most of the Iranian military refused to shoot at these unarmed Muslim women, who on many occasions handed them flowers, urging them to put down their weapons, join in marches, and stand up for justice.
In recent centuries, I have never known of a political or social figure, or even any intellectuals, who valued women a lot. Imam Khomeini didn't grant women a position they didn't deserve. In fact, Imam introduced women's true role to this society. In my opinion, as a politician, I believe that women's role in the Islamic Revolution gained greater attention than that of men because during the large-scale protests against the Pahlavi tyranny, women took a more active role than men. They, along with their children, took part in the demonstrations and were not afraid of the army. Contrary to the negative propaganda that the Western media churned out against women, Imam valued them and emphasized their key role in the society. The Islamic Revolution was fascinating due to the nationwide participation of women in the demonstrations. They chanted slogans and were martyred along with the men. Though they were wounded and martyred, they continued to chant a united slogan. The men were motivated by the women to be more active. Women have also had a decisive role.
Thank you for joining us on this, the ninth segment of our program, The Dawn of Awakening. Now, be sure to tune in to our next week program, which is our last program, which we talk about the role of Imam Khomeini in the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
On the other hand, we can also claim that the Islamic Revolution was a turning point for the history of mankind. If you want to count the turning point of history of mankind, one of them was the resurrection of Islam by Prophet Muhammad, and the second one was the Renaissance, and the third one is the Islamic Revolution. You will see that there is an asymmetry wave of Muslims in the world, bringing them to the power which they had during the Middle Ages. Therefore, you can see that the whatever brought the revolution to the people were very out. Not only is not restricted to Iran, but also to the region and also to the whole world. The global changes you are witnessing.